Good morning. A Monday morning. That means Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
$24,000 shower, huh?
Yeah. Senate Majority Leader John Flanagan, a Republican from Suffolk County, he became Majority Leader in 2015, May of 2015. And one of the first things he did was spend $24,000 to build a shower in his Capitol office, even though his legislative office building, which is only a few minutes away by walk, has a shower, and he uses a legislative gym that's nearby that has a shower. It's good to be the king, as Mel Brooks says.
Sometimes it's not good to be the king when you're held responsible. I see yesterday that New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio held a press conference and really said that the governor needs to take blame for the, quote, summer of hell and the transit nightmares down in New York City's subway system. But also you have an item today about upstate Congressman Republican John Faso also weighing in.
Faso said that, you know, hey, I ran for governor in 2006, and I raised the issue of the MTA problems that could turn into a crisis. Nobody really listened, and now here we are. And he says that the governor and, to a lesser extent, the mayor, they need to stop the finger-pointing. They need to better fund the system and start doing it. I mean, can you imagine if you're one of the commuters down in New York City right now and, you know, trains are derailing, they're delayed, they're hot, you're sitting there, they're overcrowded, and you're watching the two leaders, you know, de Blasio and Cuomo, finger point rather than at this point do anything. This week, though, the MTA, which is supposed to put out a new plan to say this is where the problems are, this is where the priorities are, and this is how we need to fund it. So should be an interesting week. But yes, the war between the mayor and the governor, which was on halt for about 2 days last week over the issue of health care, is back on and raging wildly.
Finally, I see the governor, Andrew Cuomo, set to boost voter rights.
Yeah, the governor today is going to sign an executive order directing that all state agencies push voter registration forms to the public when they deal with the public. They want them to help them fill it out if need be. They want to expand online voter registration through the agencies like they do with the Department of Motor Vehicles already. He says it's in response to what we're seeing in Washington with Donald Trump, his task force on voter fraud that most states are not cooperating with. He says the idea now should be to encourage people to register to vote, not discourage them.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us on Mondays. For more, head to dailynews.com. Ken, thanks.
Anytime. Be well.